Today is Tuesday. It's the 12th of January. This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. I'm Clay Masters. Political tensions from the pandemic and last week's far-right attack on the U.S. Capitol spilled into the first day of Iowa's legislative session Monday. In their opening speeches, Democratic leaders called on the Republican majority to do more to fight the pandemic as an anti-mask mandate protest was underway. And they said Iowa GOP leaders must stand up to President Trump's false claims of a stolen election. House Republican leader Matt Winchittle responded.
Violence and anarchy of any kind is unacceptable, doesn't matter what the political ideology is. And so let me, as the majority leader of the Iowa House, stand here today and say I denounce it, whether it was what happened in D.C. or the riots that happened over the summer.
But on Iowa Public Radio's River to River that same day, yesterday, top Republican leaders from the Iowa House and Senate still refused to talk specifically about Trump's incitement of the Capitol insurrection. They condemned violence in general and likened the insurrection to last summer's mostly nonviolent protests against racial injustice. The Iowa Department of Education has received $345 million from the latest federal COVID relief package to help public schools cover the cost of responding to the pandemic. School districts can use the funding to cover everything from improving air quality in school buildings to helping students catch up from lost learning. The money will be divided based on the district's percentage of low-income students. Des Moines Public Schools will be the top recipient with an allocation of $41 million, followed by Davenport, Sioux City, Waterloo, and Cedar Rapids. Applications for the second round of the Payment Protection Program opened yesterday for minority-owned businesses. Iowa Public Radio's Cassidy Arena tells us fewer Iowa banks are expected to participate in the program this time.
The latest round of the Payment Protection Program, or PPP, has $284 billion in funding. During the first couple days of the PPP, only underserved businesses can apply for their first time. Those include Latino and Black-owned businesses and women-led businesses. Jane Armstrong is the Iowa District Director for the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA. She says she expects fewer banks to participate in this round of the Forgivable Loan Program because some may have reached their lending capacity after last year's loans.
And that's okay. I mean, if they're doing the regular lending too, but we're going to be scrambling.
Armstrong says she encourages businesses to contact their banks to see if they plan on participating in PPP this year. If not, the SBA can help point them in the direction of other potential lenders.
And more than 96,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been distributed so far in Iowa. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs tells us that's according to new data released by the State Department of Public Health yesterday.
State health officials have announced that they will begin sharing data on COVID-19 vaccinations. According to the statement released by the state public health department, these updates will be published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They will include vaccine administration totals and county-level data. IDPH says it plans to eventually start posting vaccine updates to the state's coronavirus website. It says it is building a dashboard to be released in the next few weeks. According to the data released Monday afternoon, more than 91,000 doses have been given to Iowa residents so far. More than 5,600 people have completed the vaccine series. The state is vaccinating people in Phase 1A. This includes healthcare workers and staff and residents of long-term care facilities.
Mostly sunny skies can be expected across the state of Iowa for Tuesday, highs in the mid-30s to the mid-40s. This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. I'm Clay Masters. The first day of the 2021 Iowa legislative session yesterday was marked by the political divide in how to respond to the pandemic and the U.S. Capitol insurrection. Iowa Public Radio state government reporter Katarina Sestaric is with me this morning. And Katarina, first off, how well did lawmakers follow the advice of health experts when it comes to COVID-19 best practices?
Well, there's no mask mandate in the state house, so mask wearing was pretty spotty among Republican lawmakers. It seemed like more of them were wearing masks than were during the June return to the legislative session, but still a lot. It was very spotty. There were a ton of people in the Capitol yesterday. There was a large protest of people protesting Iowa's mask mandate, even though it's a very limited mask mandate with a lot of exceptions. So yeah, about a couple hundred people unmasked chanting for a few hours in the rotunda, something that, you know, public health experts would say is very unsafe right now.
Well, and Katerina, Iowa doesn't have a very robust mask mandate to begin with. What were they asking for?
They're essentially asking for no pandemic-related mandates. There aren't even that many in Iowa compared to a lot of other states, but these protesters were claiming that a mask mandate could lead to a mandate to get the coronavirus vaccine, something that Iowa health leaders have already said won't happen, that it won't be mandatory. They've also called for limits to public health emergency powers. A few Republican lawmakers have kind of been on board with that, but the Republican leaders of the legislature have pretty much ruled that out already for this session.
Moving on to just opening day speeches, we're in the midst of a pandemic, and it's the week after rioters stormed the United States Capitol. What were these opening speeches like? I mean, reminder here for listeners, President Donald Trump did really well in the state, and his coattails helped many local races.
Right. The first day speeches at the legislature are often very kind of welcoming and just about, you know, working together to help Iowans. They were more contentious this year, some of them. Representative Pritchard, who's the House Minority Leader, he was talking about the need for Republican leaders to stand up to misinformation and disinformation about widespread election fraud, some of the lies and conspiracy theories that incited the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. And then House Majority Leader Matt Winchettle responded saying, you know, Republicans have denounced violence. We are speaking out about it. But really, Republicans have not directly, at least Republican state House leaders in Iowa, have not directly addressed President Trump's role in that insurrection, in inciting the insurrection, or how he handled that day or any of the days after that. And also we heard from Senator Jake Chapman, who's now the newly elected Senate president, a Republican, slamming what he calls judicial overreach by mostly former members of the Iowa Supreme Court, calling for a constitutional amendment that would overturn their previous court decision that grants a fundamental right to abortion in Iowa.
Okay, so going back to the insurrection, are we seeing any increased Capitol security in Des Moines because of what happened in D.C.?
Yes, I talked to Department of Public Safety Commissioner Stephen Bayens yesterday about that. He said there was a significant increase in uniformed and non-uniformed state troopers at the Capitol yesterday. He said it would be foolish to ignore what happened at the U.S. Capitol, and that they have the Division of Intelligence is watching threats both online and coming in from their law enforcement partners. He said the increased security will be there for the next few weeks until they feel that things have calmed down. And of course, there's also been reporting that armed marches are planned for all 50 U.S. capitals this weekend. So we'll see what happens with that.
Finally, Governor Kim Reynolds gives her condition of the state address tonight at 6 o'clock. What do we expect?
Governor Reynolds said that she wants to send a message of hope after, you know, the pandemic is still continuing, the derecho, lots of other things that have happened in the past year. You can expect her to talk about the COVID impact on businesses and schools, to call for more in-person education. We're also expecting to hear her call for a ban on racial profiling by law enforcement.
Katerina Sestark, thank you.
Thanks, Clay.
This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Clay Masters.